The Protector's probably going to try to smash it. We could make some friends if we save it. I explained about the Bodhi disciple who burned himself and Soulcatcher's threat to turn the Bodhi tree into kindling. I'd like to go myself, just to see if the Bodhi non-violent ethic is strong enough to make them stand around while somebody destroys their most holy shrine. But I have too much work to do here. I tossed my cards in. In fact, I have work to do now. I was tired, but figured I could study Mergen's annals for a few hours before I passed out. As I walked away, Swan whispered,
"How the hell does she know all that? And is she really a she?"
"Never checked personally," Slink said. "I have a wife, but she's definitely got some female habits on her."
What the devil did that mean?
"I'm just one of the guys." Chapter 11. These were exciting times. I found myself eager to be up and outside where things were happening. The impact of our boldness would have reached every cranny of the city by now. I gobbled cold rice and listened to Tobo complain again that his father had paid him no attention. "Is there something I can do about that, Tobo?"
"Huh?"
"Unless you think I can go back there and tell him to shape up and talk to his kid, you're wasting your time and mine bitching about it. Where's your mother?"
"She left for work. A long time ago. She said they'd be suspicious if she didn't show up today."
"Probably would be. They'll be real edgy about everything for a while. How about instead of fussing about what's happened already, you spend some time thinking about what you'll do next time you see your father? And in the meantime, you can stay out of trouble by keeping notes for me whenever anybody questions the prisoner." His glower told me he was no more excited about being offered work than any boy his age would be.
"You're going out too?"
"I have to go to work." It would be a good day to get to the library early. The scholars were supposed to be gone most of the day. There was supposed to be a big meeting of the Badrlok, which is a loosely associated group of educated men who did not like the Protector and who found the institution of the Protectorate objectionable. Jokingly, they referred to themselves as a band of intellectual terrorists. Badrlok means, more or less, the respectable people. And that was exactly what they thought they were. They were all educated, high-caste Guni, which meant right away that a vast majority of the Taglian population regarded them with no sympathy at all. Their biggest problem with the Protector was that she held their self-confident, arrogant assumption of superiority in complete contempt. As revolutionaries and terrorists, they were less incandescent than any of the low-caste social clubs that existed on every residential block in the city. I doubt that Soulcatcher wasted 2 spies watching them. But they had great fun, fulminating and crying on one another's shoulders about the world going to hell in a goat cart driven by the demon in black. And every week or so, it got most of the library crew out of my way. I did what I could to encourage their seditious fervor. I got off to a slow start. Not 30 yards from the warehouse exit, I ran into 2 of our brothers doing